Hey, Pop, you know,
I was...
All right, here we go again. You're not talking to me, right? Well, you're wrong, and you know it. Why don't you just come on out and admit that you're wrong? Yeah. And go out there and do that inventory like you're supposed to, and if I have time when I come home, I'll help you finish it. Pop, you know I like toast. I'll do it.
I knew you would, son. Good morning.
I've always given in to you, Pop, but I'm not going to do it this time. If you want that inventory done, you're going to have to do it yourself. You got that? And when I come home, I'll finish decorating the tree.
What branch would you like your teeth on? You can take that tree and them decorations on out of here because we ain't got no money to be spending on no foolishness.
Anything you say, Scrooge.
Scrooge this.
Come in.
Ho, ho, ho. I bring you the greetings of Yuletide.
Ho, ho, ho. Go down to the ocean side and stand in the low tide until the high tide commits suicide.
You don't upset me, Fred Sanford. I have the feeling of Christmas.
And the face of Halloween.
What are you starting something for, Pop? Hi, Aunt Esther. Listen, I'm in a hurry. Is there anything I can do for you before I leave?
Just put these under your tree, sweetheart.
Oh, thanks a lot. Hey, here's a present here for you, Pop.
You spend money on me?
It's not the amount of money one spends on a gift, Fred. It's the thought behind it.
What is it?
Who cares? Look, if you leave and I'm going with you, honey, because your father's getting on my nerves.
I wouldn't get on no part of it.
You think you smart, Fred Sanford. But as my Spanish-speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
Listen, Esther, now, if that's you again, I'm gonna take your head and use it for ornament on top of some tree. I'm tired of you.
Sir?
Sir, that's me.
My name is Ronnie Small.
I'm sir.
I'd like to talk to you about a job.
Who you think I am, one of the Kelly girls?
Well, wait, I'll do anything for it.
Huh? Yeah?
Yes, I need $10 to buy a Christmas present for my mother and father. And I only have 2 days till Christmas.
Anything?
Yes, sir. I'll work both days, day and night, for the $10.
2 days?
Yes, sir.
Come on in. Let me explain my health and welfare plan to you. See, everything you do is for my health and welfare.
How's this, Mr. Sanford?
Well, that's very good. And you better hurry, though, if you're gonna get all this done and get the house painted by tomorrow night.
Right.
Hey, Pops, how you doing? I'm doing fine. Why ain't you somewhere doing time?
Say, Pop, who is that?
Oh, that's our employee, son. He's working for us.
He's not working for us. He's working for you. He's doing the inventory, isn't he?
Among other things.
What other things?
Like, painting the house and cleaning up the yard and fixing the garage.
And how much are you paying him for all this?
You're gonna love this, son.
How much?
$10.
Oh, man, $10 to paint the house, clean up the yard, and fix a fence?
That's what I said, Lepke, $10.
Yeah, well, how much you pay for his ball and his chain?
Hey, Pop, $10 is nothing.
It's nothing to you, Mr. Rockefeller. But for him, it means Christmas presents for his mother and father. And if I like his work, tomorrow I give him his $10 and a Christmas bonus.
What kind of a bonus?
Big smile and a firm handshake.
Say, well, look here, Pops, why don't you slide this up under your tree?
What is it?
It's a Christmas present from me to you.
Oh, I don't want that under my tree. Set my tree on fire so hot.
Pop, what's the matter with you? Rollo's trying to give you a Christmas present.
I don't want his present, and he don't need his past. And nobody wants to see him in the future.
Say, look here, man. Why don't you take him to mine? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother. Hey, Pop, what's the matter with you, man? I think it was nice of Rollo to include you on his Christmas list.
I don't want to be on his list as long as he's on the wanted list.
You got that kid out there working for nothing, man, all these hours, doing all of this stuff. You know, you are Scrooge. This is just like that story, Christmas Carol.
What the dickens are you talking about?
So you're familiar with the story, huh?
Yes, yeah, a story about the true spirit of Christmas.
That's right.
It's about this guy that worked real hard for his old gray-haired boss so that he could get rich and have a Merry Christmas.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
I'm kind of sleepy, son.
Naturally, you've been over-resting.
Well, I'm going to take a nap.
Why don't you have the kid do that for you, too?
Quiet, Lamont. Shut up over there, kid. Hey, who is this?
It is me, the spirit of Christmas past.
Oh, well, look here. I give you $3 for them chains. I give you $2 for that outfit. And I give you 30 seconds to get out of my house.
Come with me.
Is that you, Lamont?
It is me. It isn't me. It's today. It's yesterday. It's all things to all people, for I am what was.
Could you say that in English?
Come with me, Fred Sanford.
Go with him, Fred Sanford.
You.
Now you're wrong putting your hand on me. Don't do that.
Come with me.
Where are you going?
Into your past.
Perhaps another time.
No!
It's a good time.
Follow me. Follow me.
I'm following you.
Follow me. Doesn't this place look familiar?
Yeah, I've been here once. No, I've been here a lot. This is my house in St. Louis. You're the spirit of St. Louis.
Who's that?
That's my mommy. Mommy. Mommy.
She can't hear you.
She can hear me, but she just won't listen because I always lied.
Fredzie, come on.
Fredzie? That's me. She used to call me Fredzie.
That's right. She's calling you.
Yes, Mother?
Did you bring back the bread?
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Well, where's Mommy's change?
I had to spend it. Charlie Stone had an old windshield wiper, so I bought it off him. And someday I'll sell it for junk and make lots of money. Because that's what the future of this country is coming to. Junk.
Fredzie.
Really? You'll see. I'm going to be a millionaire and buy you things, Mommy. I'm going to buy you diamond rings and fur coats and your own brand new windshield wipers.
Oh, baby. Now, you've got to get some sleep. Because Santa Claus is coming tonight. And he don't want to find you wait, because if he does, he won't leave you anything.
Okay. Mommy, I didn't buy you anything for Christmas.
Oh, honey, that's all right. Mommy don't really need anything.
Get me away from here, Spirit.
Why, don't you like seeing your mommy?
Yeah, but I don't like seeing me. I didn't spend all that money on the windshield wiper. I spent half of it on the windshield wiper, and the other half I bought candy with it.
And you never told your mother?
No, and I could have brought her a present. Take me home, Spirit.
Okay, follow me.
Goodbye, Mommy. Take me away from here. Take me away from here. Take me away from here.
Wake up. Wake up, Fred Sanford.
Oh, I'm glad I was only dreaming. You know, I dreamt that.
Come with me.
I've been out once tonight.
Come with me.
I'll do the driving.
No cars, Fred Sanford. We'll travel on the clouds above the stars in the sky.
I ain't smoking none of that stuff.
Come with me.
Who are you?
I am the spirit of Christmas present. Come with me.
I'm coming with you.
Follow me.
I'm following you.
Follow me.
I'm following you.
Follow me.
Follow
me.
Guitar picking landlord in town.
Yeah.
Hey, I know those laughs.
You should. These are all your friends.
Friends?
Yes. The people that care about you and the people that you care about.
Who do I care about? I don't know who I care about.
Then don't you think it's time you started to care about someone?
I know that laugh. That belongs to Queen Kong.
That's on Esther. Listen.
Thank you, Spirit.
For what?
For saying listen and not look. Because I can't stand the sight of her.
Quiet.
Gee, Esther. It was nice of you to invite me over for eggnog.
It's the spirit of Christmas, Donna. Love for your fellow man.
It's true.
Say, Esther, ain't there a Papa Lamont coming?
Thank you, Donna.
No, I didn't invite Fred.
Why?
Because he doesn't have the Christmas spirit. I wanted Lamont to come, but he didn't want to come because he didn't want to embarrass his father.
I would have gone, but she didn't invite me. I really would have gone.
Out of love or to insult her?
Both. Because I love to insult her.
It was nice of you to buy Fred a Christmas gift, Esther.
Yeah, especially after all the insults he heaps on you.
Well, the Lord said turn the other cheek.
Her cheeks look just alike. All four of them.
You know, I don't understand, Pop. I bet when he was a kid, he used to send poison pen letters to Santa Claus.
Oh,
Oh, Fred ain't that bad, Rollo.
Why you want to stick up for him, Bubba? He's always calling you stupid, dumb, mindless, and foolish.
I know it. But at least he doesn't insult me.
And Bubba's right. I'm never nice to him. And he's always trying to be nice to me.
To the Fred G. Stanford.
Oops. Don't be nice to me. Please, don't be nice to me.
You know, if I could just get him to the altar, it would be all right.
You know, I never feel it'd be all right.
No.
I don't deserve it.
You're not such a bad person.
No, don't be nice. Take me away from here. I want to go, Spirit. I want to go. Take me away. Oh, no. I don't deserve it. Too many dreams. Too bad dreams.
Would you care to try for three?
Oh. Who are you, the Spirit of Liberace?
I am the Spirit of Christmas future.
Christmas present and Christmas past just left. If you hurry, you can catch them.
Come with me.
I'm coming.
Follow me.
Follow you.
Follow me. This is your future, Fred Sanford.
That's me, all alone, no son, no friends.
And do you know why?
No deodorant.
No. No generosity, no love, no Christmas spirit.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I don't want to see no more. Get me away from here. I don't want to see no more. Get me out of here. I don't like him. 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 I don't like him.
You don't like who, Mr. Sanford?
Him. Me. Sir. Spirit, you shrunk.
You were dreaming, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah. Who told you to stop working?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was me that told you to stop working. That's who. It was me. Stop working.
Are you okay, Mr. Sanford?
Of course I'm okay. And you're going to have the finest Christmas you ever had in your life. Here. Here's 20 bucks.
Oh, it was 10, Mr. Sanford.
20. Where's your Christmas spirit? You sure you don't want me to help you with the dishes?
Nope. I'm all finished, Pop.
Hey, and thanks a lot for my smoking jacket.
That's okay. Hey, you know, sometimes you amaze me, Pop.
Why?
Well, giving Ron that $20 and telling him he didn't have to come back to work.
Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah. But there's just one thing I don't understand, Pop.
What's that, son?
Well, you said that you weren't going to let me have my presents until my birthday. Now, my birthday isn't until February.
Well, just go along with it. I know what I'm doing, son.
I know that, Pop, but, you know, when all my friends ask me what kind of presents I got for Christmas, I'm gonna feel silly telling them I'm not getting them until February.
I know, but, see, I work wonders in many ways.
Come in.
Welcome and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, yeah, where you get that old sir stuff? It's Fredzy.
Fredzy? I just wanted you to meet my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Small.
How are you?
Mr. Hello. Sanford, the nicest man in the world, and the son of Lamont.
Hello, how are you?
Yes.
Have a seat, Mr. Small.
Thank you.
Say, you know, you have a nice son here. He really loves you.
It was nice of you to overpay him, but to give him all those gifts for all of us, well...
Gifts?
Well, I got to leave now. Ta-ta.
Thank you.
Before you leave, what's your first name, Mr. Small?
Bob, Robert.
Oh, well, I thought it might be Lou, because I see that L on your tie.
Well, that's one of the gifts your father sent over. He explained to Ron that stands for love.
That's right, that's what Fredzy explained.
Fredzy said that, huh? And these cufflinks you have here, Ron, with L's on them? I guess that was a gift from him, too, huh?
Sure was.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, I'm familiar with that LS. That must stand for his famous slogan. I'm familiar with it, but just for the heck of it, what does it mean again?
Oh, it's his way of life, his philosophy.
Yes, and I loved it. He even put it on the box of handkerchiefs he got for me. See? L.S. Love somebody.
Merry Christmas, son.
Merry Christmas, Pop. And remember, love somebody.
Gee, Esther, it was nice of you to invite me over for eggnog.
It's the spirit of Christmas, Donna. Love for your fellow man.
It's true. Yes. Here you are.
Hey, Esther, is Lamont and Pop coming?
Yeah, thank you, Donna. No, I didn't invite Fred.
Why?
Because he doesn't have the Christmas spirit. I wanted Lamont to come, but he didn't want to come because he didn't want to embarrass his father.
It was nice of you to buy Fred a Christmas gift, Esther.
Here's to Fred G. Sanford.
To Fred G. Sanford!
Yeah.
Come in. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Fred, I'm so glad to see you.
You're a little late for dinner at eggnog.
I am. Well, I'm too late for the Christmas carol.
Not until the clock hits 12.
Good.
Go ahead, start one, Fred. Go ahead.
Yes,
no,
Fred.
I don't want to sing nothing. A flat. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.